That's them, not me.
We will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. It is 11:04, September 6, 2017. There are three items on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And I don't show any items for discussion, just one scheduling matter. And so let's move to that scheduling. Is there anything else to add to scheduling?
I could, I suppose, if you...
Okay, do we have a plan then for the procedural schedule? I know that was sent out. I can't remember if it was an email or on paper, but...
Both. Email.
Okay, so this is the MDU rate case.
Right.
There was some stuff circulated, and I think if we could get a public input session scheduled from you, and we could talk about a hearing date too, then I think we'd be set. What was circulated was October 9th through the 12th, or 9th and 12th, for the two sessions, for public input sessions. And if you want to have them, back up to that discussion too. I mean, the two is a suggestion. I don't know if it's even a suggestion, but we could get by with less than two public input sessions. And actually, we wouldn't need any of them.
Right. We have to have them, in my opinion.
I didn't think that would go anywhere, but I thought I'd...
We've had two because you've had them at different times. Sometimes you have them. But you can. Those are all to be decided.
The 10th doesn't work great for me. I mean, the 9th. The 10th would, but I see that the 10th is out. So the 11th and 12th would work.
We do have kind of an issue with that. And, you know, even though these aren't required, there's a thought that if you don't give the full publication notice, we could get overturned anyway. Even though they weren't required to have them, a court could say, you chose to have them, you need the proper notice. And so if that happened, we really should have a special meeting to make us get a far enough...
Or have them a little later.
Have them later.
Have them later in October.
It seems kind of early when the hearings aren't taking place till much, much later anyway.
I think the theory is to have them before your intervention deadline so that people who are maybe considering it can learn something about it and then determine if they want to intervene. And then have your intervention deadline a little before, you know, your testimony date. And you folks don't have to set those dates because the parties will probably agree to them, but you give them some time after intervention to produce their testimony. And so there is some flexibility. I don't think they have to be early October to make all of those things fit.
So late
what was
October?
The difference between the 9th and the 10th as far as whether we're early enough?
Well, those dates are out now, so let's go later.
Oh, okay.
We think it's safer to go the last week of October.
Last week.
24th, 25th, 26th, 27th.
Sorry. What about the 23rd and 24th and that week?
I have...
That's close on the publication.
Let's see.
We would issue it on the 20th of September, and so...
Well, I think it's doable, though, for the papers, if we get it out right away.
On the 23rd, that's Otter Tail Power PCNN application to serve.
Oh, we have a hearing that day.
Dakota Ag Products. Yep.
Well,
other than that, that week looks kind of all right for me.
Yeah, 24th.
Do you want two, and do you want one at noon and one in the evening? Or
I think that works good, personally.
I would follow the recommendation of the other two since...
We do the... Tuesday at noon and Wednesday the 25th in the evening.
Yeah, this is new ground for me a little bit.
24th at noon.
25th evening.
And do we have to go after supper? Could we do like 5:30 or 5?
You can do whatever you want.
That would be better.
Do we have 5?
What does the general public prefer? Would they prefer 5:30 because they can just commute? Some will be retirees that may come.
I mean,
but we're talking.
We don't know the answer to that, and we have been trying to find that out for years.
Well, you know,
I mean, you could do 4 till 6 or something. There are people that get off at 3 and 4 from school. Or
we did have a problem last time, if you remember, because the Capitol was closed, and Daryl had to go down there and try and let people in, and it was confusing, and it was a mess. But we tried to start later in the evening that night. So if you start before they close this building, that would be good.
Dickinson on the
other
time. 4:30, 6:30.
Right.
Yeah. Mountain time. How about 4:30 to 6:30 or 5 to 7? Either one of those, it allows the people to come before the Capitol closes, I think. When does it close down? The security close at 4:30 or 5?
Yeah, 5:30.
5:30 it closes or gone.
But yet it gives people, I don't know, that 5 is not a pretty common end of work time. And so by the time they get done with their work and get here, you know, if we
want to take Dickinson into account, the hour difference too.
Yeah, that would be 4 to 6 for them if we went 5 to 7.
But either way, then it gives people a chance to do that and still not be just too late for a supper.
And there's always the noon, too. That's why we do it. There's a lot of people have noon off. So
what does security do during times? I'm trying to think what day if it was Sunday? Well, whatever day that I came in this past weekend, there was a private group or group, members of the public, it appeared, were here. And someone had brought them into the facility and let them in, I'm sure screened them.
Whatever.
Would they stay?
I'm guessing that you ask for security to cover your, you know, to be there for your hearing time.
Yeah, okay.
People.
That's the normal procedure, but I guess they didn't show up last time.
Oh, okay. Well, we just want to make sure that's convenient for the public, first and foremost.
So just to be clear here, are we talking about the evening one on the 24th and the day one on the 25th, or do I have that backwards?
Does not matter to me.
Maybe it would be better to do the evening one first, and I'm not leaving that next morning.
Would you prefer that?
Yeah, Tuesday that evening.
Let's do Tuesday evening, the 24th.
Another option for a location for a location in Bismarck is, we used to do it at BSC all the time too. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have I don't think it has the security.
No, it does not have security issues at BSC. But you know, here they've added a whole security department now, so there are more people available. Mm-hmm. And so the last time they had just high patrol, and now they've got a whole security. So it would be easier, I think, to open the Capitol.
But if we have it at 5, we don't need to worry about that because the building will still be open.
And this building will still
be open. But we need to get them out. And we can't let them out. Let them out the north door because they'd have to walk all the way around the building.
Okay, you should.
Well, let's just assume that we can, and not that assumptions are dangerous, but let's just assume that because other party or agencies use the Capitol during off hours that we can make this work. I would advocate for 5 to 7 simply because I don't think you lose anything from 5 to 7 versus 4 to 6 tightens the window for some people in it. Now you're talking mid-afternoon for mountain time.
That's 5 to 7 on the 24th and 12 to 2 on the 25th, right?
That works for me.
October.
7, and you said 12 noon? On the 25th,
right.
Is that just going to be for 1 hour then, or
two
hours?
I think we should do 11:30 to 1:30.
11:30.
Start a little earlier because lunch hours and that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's do 11:30 to 1:30.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're good on that. The other one we were talking about was hearing dates, and we looked at February 7th through the 9th, but
these are tentative.
It would have to be tentative because we weren't able to get the ALJ yet with this. But if you'd set them.
Why don't you guys pick dates, get the ALJ so we know, and
we'll
then we
back.
Can talk about it the next meeting.
We just wondered if you had any major conflicts in late February or March. Early February. And
I
then
do have conflicts, but
if you have
it'll matter.
Okay.
But
would the 7th through the 9th look?
Oh, February or March?
Should be looking for something else?
No, the 7th and 8th would work for me. The 9th does not.
Okay. Okay. We'll come back.
Okay. Anything else for today's scheduling?
No, only so you're aware, the notice will have a notice of public input session and notice of intervention deadline. It's not a tight deadline because the rule allows them to go later, but it's an encouraged deadline.
Mm, yeah.
That's the document that would be prepared. The notice of the hearing would be later. Okay.
Ready. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.